Hey, how's it going? I'm Vera, and welcome to Vera's Seedy Place. Cilantro. You can add it to soup, tacos, sour cream, or pico de gallo. No matter what dish you add it to, there will be a small percentage of the population that will dislike your dish. It's not personal. It's cilantro. And that's why we don't talk about cilantro. Whether you want to call it cilantro, coriander, or coriandrum sativum, it is a divisive food ingredient. Studies show the dislike of the herb varies between ethnocultural groups. People who like cilantro describe it as a fresh, fragrant, and citrusy. People who dislike cilantro report that it tastes like soap, dirt, or bugs, among other descriptors. To be completely honest, scientists aren't, 100% sure why people dislike cilantro, or I guess like cilantro. It could vary from cultural differences, familiarity with the food, or even genetics. I know a lot of articles mentioned like a common smell receptor gene cluster. It's called OR6A2. It's a receptor protein cluster that transmits smells from the nose to the brain. This fancy OR6A2 binds to fat molecules in cilantro called aldehydes. A reason cilantro could taste like soap is because soap, lotions, and bugs also have aldehydes. I'm sorry to say, no matter how good you make the rest of your food taste, if that person does not like cilantro, the dish cannot be saved. But there are alternatives to cilantro, such as parsley, Thai basil, dill, or cumin. Instead of replacing cilantro, it can taste, less soapy if consumed in different ways. You can try crushing the cilantro, only eating the leaves and not, the stemmy pieces. I don't know who was doing that, but maybe. Or you can try cooking the cilantro, which can alter the soap or gross taste. Also, fun fact, bed bugs emit aldehydes during unwanted mating attempts. Just let that sink in as you're eating your soup. Okay, that's all for the fun facts today. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can message me on Instagram @vera.cdplace.